Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hi everyone, welcome to this new edition of The Extra Show on FrenchPod.com. Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hi Christella, hi everyone.
Hi Marie, how are you?
I'm really good, and you?
I'm fine, this is a very special day today.
It's the day of all lovers, it's la Saint-Valentin.
Yay, Valentine's Day. So, what are you going to do this year, Amory? Are you romantic?
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, liar, you're not romantic at all.
I'm romantic, but you
need... Since when?
You just need to understand my way of romanticism.
What's your way of being romantic then?
Little things.
That is, very little things. Yeah. Like nothing. Like, happy Valentine's Day! And that's it.
The person should be happy just to see the smile on my face.
Or just to be with you, really.
Just to be with me, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a song today that's all about loving, but loving in its purest form. Savoir aimer by Florent Pagny.
It's a beautiful song. Couldn't be another song for today.
Okay, so who's Florent Pagny, Amory?
So it's a French singer.
Yeah.
Very popular, very famous in France. Something about Florent Pagny is that he didn't start as a singer.
No?
No, he was first an actor.
Was he really?
Yeah.
No way.
He acted in a couple of movies and stuff. He was not bad, actually.
Really? I never knew, seriously.
Yeah. And then when he turned 26, 27, he started writing songs. And he released the first album in 1990. And it was an immediate success. So the album was called Merci. I don't know if it was a sign.
Merci, I know I'm going to be popular. Thanks, everyone.
So he was quite young, you know, so he was top of the charts and stuff. And then his career had ups and downs, up to the album from which the song we're going to talk about today is from.
Savoir aimer. I have to tell you, I even heard about this song in China. It was in a magazine, seriously. And they were translating the lyrics because they thought they were really beautiful. And we're going to see that today. So I was like, we really need to have this song on French Fun, seriously, yeah. Because it's so famous. And also because I think that the spirit of the song should be spread around, especially today.
So what are we waiting for?
Let's listen to it then.
Savoir sourire à une inconnue qui passe, n'en garder aucune trace, sinon celle du plaisir.
So this song, Savoir aimer, it means to know how to love. And it starts with savoir sourire. So to know how to smile. À une inconnue qui passe.
To an unknown girl that's passing by. To a stranger that's passing by. A female stranger.
N'en garder aucune trace, sinon celle du plaisir.
Without keeping a mark from that, except the one of pleasure.
Yeah, innocent pleasure. So first, if you want to know how to love, you've got to learn how to smile. So we just learned how to smile. Now let's learn how to love.
Savoir aimer, sans rien attendre en retour, ni regard, ni grand amour, pas même l'espoir d'être aimé.
Savoir aimer, sans rien attendre en retour.
To know how to love without expecting anything back.
Without expecting anything in return. Ni égard.
No consideration.
No attention. Ni grand amour.
No big love.
Pas même l'espoir d'être aimé.
Not even the hope of being loved.
Wow, that is pure love. But then, what should we do? Let's find out.
Voir donner. Donner sans reprendre. Ne rien faire qu'apprendre.
Mais savoir donner. Donner sans reprendre, ne rien faire qu'apprendre.
But being able to give.
Yeah, just know how to give. Donner sans reprendre. To give without taking back. Ne rien faire qu'apprendre. To do nothing, but just learn. Learn along the way.
Learn from each other.
So inspirational. And then he says...
Apprendre à aimer. Aimer sans attendre. Aimer à tout prendre.
Apprendre à aimer. Aimer sans attendre. Aimer à tout prendre.
To learn how to love without waiting or without expecting, to love up to the point that you want to take everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you have this kind of construction, aimer à faire quelque chose, it's a way to say that until you reach the point of to love so much that you want to do this or that. Like you'd say, aimer en devenir fou, to love, yeah, so much that you could just go crazy. It can drive you crazy. And then he said that we should learn how to smile again. But in what way? Let's find out.
Apprendre à sourire, rien que pour le geste, sans vouloir le reste, et apprendre à vivre.
So as you said, apprendre à sourire, rien que pour le geste.
Learn how to smile just for this gesture, just for this action.
Sans vouloir le reste.
Without wanting the rest, without wanting anything else. I think when he says here, sans vouloir le reste, he refers to probably a relationship maybe. Sometimes people are flirting and smiling and they're actually expecting something from that smile.
You mean without an idea at the back of your head?
Yeah. And then he goes...
Et apprendre à vivre et s'en aller.
And learn how to live and go away.
Do you think he means like pass away here?
Yeah, I think he means pass away. Like he says, we should learn how to give, we should learn how to love, we should learn how to smile. So all that's to learn how to live properly and just go away. Okay, let's listen to the next part of the song.
Savoir attendre, goûter à ce plein bonheur qu'on vous donne comme par erreur dont on ne l'attendait plus.
Savoir attendre, goûter à ce plein bonheur qu'on vous donne comme par erreur tant on ne l'attendait plus. Learn how to wait, goûter à ce plein bonheur. Taste, get a full taste of this happiness that was given to you kind of by mistake. Tant on ne l'attendait plus. Tant here means so much that on ne l'attendait plus. So here this tant could be replaced by tellement on ne l'attendait plus. That's more common. And it means like because we weren't waiting, because we weren't expecting it anymore. So we're just really surprised as this happiness just comes and just happens to us. And so we should know how to wait and then just enjoy. So I think this part of the song is just saying that we should learn how to wait. How to wait for love and wait for happiness. Even though we don't really believe in it. And when it happens, we should just enjoy it. Okay, let's listen to the next part then.
Se voir y croire pour tromper la peur du vide, entrer comme autant de rides qui ternissent les miroirs.
Se voir y croire. See yourself, believe in it.
Believe in what? This happiness that we just talked about before?
Pour tromper la peur du vide. To fool the fear of emptiness.
Yeah. You're going to see yourself believe in happiness. And this way it's going to make you fool your own fear of emptiness. Emptiness in your life.
So this emptiness, which is ancré comme autant de rides qui ternissent les miroirs. So this emptiness, which is fixed as wrinkles, as so many wrinkles, the tarnished mirrors.
Yeah.
I'm so a bit lost, to be honest.
I'm lost too. I don't really understand this metaphor. So if you know what it means, please come to Frenchpod.com and explain it to us because we're a little bit lost. So after that in the song, we hear the chorus again, the main part, the refrain, and then it goes.
Savoir souffrir. Silence sans murmure, ni défense ni armure, souffrir à vouloir mourir.
Savoir souffrir.
To know how to suffer.
En silence, sans murmure, ni défense ni armure.
In silence, without a whisper, without a murmur. Defenseless and without an armor.
Souffrir à vouloir mourir.
To suffer so much that you want to die.
Yeah, suffer to the point that you want to die. Okay, yeah. So if you want to learn how to love, you should also learn how to suffer properly. That's what he says. But don't worry, it gets better. That's what we're going to see in the next part.
Se relever comme on renaît de ses cendres, avec tant d'amour à revendre, qu'on tire un trait sur le passé.
Et se relever comme on renaît de ses cendres. And to rise again, comme on renaît de ses cendres. So the expression renaître de ses cendres, it's a reference to the phoenix. that rose from the ashes. So if you want to say to rise from the ashes in French, you would say renaître de ses cendres. So we're going to suffer, but then we're going to rise again, like one would rise from their ashes. Avec tant d'amour à revendre qu'on tire un trait sur le passé. So here, with so much love to spare, so much love to give, avoir quelque chose à revendre, it means to have something to spare, to have so much of something that you can just give and give and give. Qu'on tire un trait sur le passé, that we completely forget about the past and about bad experiences. So, tirer un trait sur, it's a fixed expression. It doesn't mean to draw a line through or to cross out. It means to move on, to completely forget about something, or to forget also in the sense that when you think you're not going to be able to do something or to achieve something, you can also say tirer un trait dessus, like ask the boss for a raise, but I think I can tirer un trait dessus because
it's not going to happen, Christella.
I always come to work late. So you could say that.
Yeah.
It was just an example. Anyway, then in this song, we hear the chorus again, but we're not going to listen to it. We're just going to move to the last part of the song.
Apprendre à rêver pour de rien qu'en fermant les yeux.
Apprendre à rêver.
Learn how to dream.
À rêver pour deux.
To dream for two.
Rien qu'en fermant les yeux.
Just by closing your eyes.
I really like that part.
Me too. I'll select the next part.
Savoir donner sans rature ni demi-mesure.
Et savoir donner, donner sans rature ni demi-mesure. And to know how to give, give without. So that's the word, the French word, rature, here. Rature, it's something when you write and you made a mistake and let's say you don't have an eraser or something. So you just need to cross out the word. This is a rature. It's when you cross out a word. So here it would mean to give without...
Maybe without making any mistake?
Yeah.
Ni demi-mesure.
Demi-mesure, it comes from an expression which is faire demi-mesure. And that means you just go halfway through the job. You don't do it completely, seriously. You don't really care about it. So here it's ni demi-mesure, so without doing it halfway through, without full heart, you know. So these three lines, I mean, like being able to give everything you can, without second thoughts or, and really yeah. being involved
yeah.
in what you're doing, in your giving.
Yeah. Wow, Amory. Valentine's Day poetry. And then in the last part, we're going to learn how to stay. Let's listen to it. Apprendre à rester, c'est to learn how to stay. Vouloir jusqu'au bout, rester malgré tout.
To want until the end.
Rester malgré tout.
And stay whatever happens.
Yeah, no matter what happens. Et most importantly, apprendre à aimer et s'en aller. Et s'en aller.
To learn how to love and go and go. So I think this song is it's a very good one for today because I keep on thinking you can see it even if it's not about lovers.
It's not about lovers, that's the thing. That's what I like about this song. It's about pure love, innocent love, love that would be... unconditional, and
so it could be lovers as well, Christella.
Do you, Amory, when you're flirting with a girl, are you smiling just because you want to smile? Honestly,
yeah, but if I'm not flirting anymore, if it's my girlfriend already, I still need to learn how to give or to smile.
Yeah, obviously, but like in the first verse, Florent Pagny refers to smiling to a stranger that's passing by.
All right, yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, so that giving love actually,
sure,
and we should do that more often. We should smile to strangers more often,
that's right,
without expecting anything.
So we had that song today because it's not only for lovers, it's for everyone actually.
That's why I like it. So we learned how to smile, how to give, how to wait, how to suffer and rise from the ashes, but also how to dream and how to stay and how to love. So that's what the song is about today.
Yeah, we wish all of you a happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and for those of you who hate Valentine's Day, we thought this song would be good as well because this is not just about lovers. Anyway, no matter what your views are on Valentine's Day, you can come to our website, frenchpod.com, share your ideas and feelings with us. We'll be happy to hear from you.
If you're celebrating it, just let us know what you're going to do.
Okay. Bonne Saint-Valentin à tous.
Salut.
Bye.
Bye-bye.